We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilcha Shechita, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Tes Zayin. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam Zroya Ulechayayim Vekevo Shem Bechinas Tzedakah Shel Eretz Yisrael, Heim Bechinas Tainus, She'al Yodoy Oyle HaNefesh Michael Medaber. These specific three gifts, which we said are a form of Tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, and thereby correspond to fasting, through which the nefesh is elevated from chai to medaber, ki zois hanefesh shebechai, hi nefesh megulgeles shel odom mamish. Because as we mentioned earlier, the spirit, the soul that's found inside of an animal, these animals, is actually a human soul. Shehoyeloi klei adibur, whereby this human being whom this soul originates from, this human being originally spoke. He had the ability to speak. Ubavoinoisov, and as a result of his sins, Yordo mibchinas medaber lebibchinas chai, his soul fell from the category of human, medaber, one who speaks intelligently, to the level of chai, to the level of animal, who does not have intelligent speech. V'alkein tzrichen litein hazroya v'alchoyayim lakoyin, that's why we give the kohen the foreleg and the cheeks, shehem b'chinas klei hadibur etzel hodom. They represent the organs in the human body with which a person speaks from. Ki b'halochayayim shel hodom kvuyim kol chamishim oitzoyes hapeh. Because inside of our cheeks are all the five areas from which speech comes forth from. The tongue, the teeth, the lips, the upper palate, and the throat. That's all inside the lechayayim. V'ze shediktiku rabbeisenu zalvamru shetzrichem litein halechayayim im haloshan shebeneim. And this is why the Gemara points out, Rashi HaKadosh points out in Chulin over there, that when you're giving the koyin these parts, the cheeks, you got to give him the tongue also. He gets the tongue too. Im haloshan daika, Rav Nosson Zal says, look at that. Tremendous emphasis on the tongue. Because when we're bringing this korban, the main thing we're focusing on is medaber, dibur. The fact that the soul in that animal was a human, it was a medaber, and now it's a behema. And we want to elevate it back to medaber. So the main tikkun that's needed is dibur. Therefore, we make sure to give the kohen the klei hadibur, the cheeks and the tongue. Lahalois hanefesh enoflo lebehemius, lehedra dibur, lahalois lebchinas odom shubchinas medaber. In order to elevate this soul that fell into animalism, into lack of intelligent speech, lack of dibur, to elevate it to the status of odom, which is medaber, proper speech. Uzroya zebchinas shoyresh hadibur. We know that the hand in a human being, the arm, the zroya, is the source from which dibur comes from. Ki shoyresh hadibur nimshach mechometz etzbois shebezroya smoil. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran, chapter 38, quoting from the writings of the Arizal, that the dibur inside of a person originates from the five fingers of the left hand. They represent chamisha gvurais. They are gvura, and that's where dibur comes from. There's a pasuk in Ashrei which we say, "Ugvurascha yedaberu." The dibur comes from gvura, from the left side, from those five fingers of the left hand. Achze yodua. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, but this is a known fact: sheklolius hamadrega hatachtoina keneged hu elyoina hu bechinas smoil shel hamadrega elyoina. That when we talk about a lower level of Kiddusha versus a higher level, the lower levels, right and left, can fit into the left of the upper level. You get a strong guy who says, my left pinky, I'll beat you up. Because he's implying that his left pinky is as big as powerful as the other guy's left hand and right hand. Lahavdil in Kiddusha, the left side of the higher level encompasses the right and left of the level below it. So therefore, if we're talking about the right foreleg of this animal, compared to Odom, within Odom, that's definitely in the left side. Mikolshkein behema keneged adam. If that's within human levels, how much more so if we talk about an animal versus a human? Shekol bechinas behema afilo hayemin shelo hu rochik adayin mismoil hodam, where every part of the animal, including the right side, is still a far cry from anything near human. V'halavai shenucha lahalois miazroya min shel abehema lizroya smoil shel adam. Halavai, we should have the ability to elevate the right foreleg of the animal to the level of the left hand of human. Shehu shoyrish hadibur, which is the root of where dibur comes from. Okay, so that was the l'choyayim and the zroya. We showed how they're associated with dibur, these two parts of the animal that are given to the kohen. V'hakevo ze ikar hakli hamavashel v'hamakabel esamacholim sheichlim. The stomach, that's the main organ that processes and digests all the food. V'alkein ha'idei shenoisin hakevo sholbeim l'kohen. Therefore, by giving the stomach of the animal to the kohen, ze b'chinas tainus. That's like a fast. We're giving away the stomach. That's what a person does when he's fasting, in a sense. Shehu b'chinas tzedaka. Ki ikar ha-tainus hu lachmiyo l'shaber taivas achila. Shal yoto chiyus odom. Because the main concept of fasting is to subdue and eliminate our desire for food, excess food, where we know food is what keeps the person alive. Ki chiyus kol ha-nefosho isu ha-idei achila. Because what keeps a person alive is eating. Kimoy sho'imrim bebrocha achroina, as we say in the brocha achroina, al kol ma sheboroso lahachayois bohem nefesh kol choy. We thank Hashem for everything He created to sustain living beings through eating them. V'alkein shom ikor habiru mibehem lodom. And that's why when it comes to achila, that's where you have the main distinction between animal versus human. Therefore, when we want to subdue, when we want to lower the body, the physicality, and elevate the spiritual, the soul, tzrichim latinus. We need fasting, l'shaber tayves achila, to break tayves achila, shu chiyus hanefesh, which is what gives chiyus to the nefesh. L'shaber ta'avosei hagashmi, you know, is to break the desire for physicalness, so that thereby will elevate the soul, which is the life force, from behema to Adam.
Rav Nosson Zal now is going to be closing this halacha, and he says we've discussed the topic of fasting throughout this halacha, and also the fact that the Gemara makes that statement, agra de taneso tzidkoso, that the main credit for a fast is the charity, the tzedakah, that goes with it. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify that a little bit. V'alkein ikra tainas hi hatzedakah, b'chinas agra de taneis hatzidkosa. Ki be'emes maichol odom yokor moid. Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, a human being's eating is something that's very precious, very special. Hainu kishoich lin kemoy odom v'loy kemoy behema, meaning when a person eats like a human being, not like an animal. Sheoich lin bigdushas ish ha-yisraeli shenik rodom. The person eats with the holiness and with the dignity of a human being, that's an ish ha-yisraeli, that's called odom. Azai bevadai achiloso yekore moid. Then the eating is something very important and very significant spiritually. Because through the eating, through a Jew eating properly, his soul has a major elevation. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Mishle Tzadik Oichel Lesoiva Nafshoi. The Tzadik eats to satisfy, to satiate his soul. So the Achila is an avoid of the soul. V'azai zoich al yidei achilosoi daiko lahalo yisanefesh b'chinas odom ulachni aguf b'chinas behema. And when a person eats that way, then through their eating, they're zoich to elevate the soul, the odom, and to subdue, to lower the body, the physical, the behema. Avol mi sheloi zoch adayin lozeh, but a person who has not yet been zoich to that, ve'ein achilosoi b'chinas maichel odom, and their eating is not classified as the eating of a true human being. Vazai haguf vachomer betokfoy chasashon, meaning that the body is still very strong and the body is not taking orders from the soul. The body is not being controlled by the neshama. Azai hu tzorech letainus. Then that person needs fasting. The ikra tainus hu atzdoka. And one of the main ingredients in the effectiveness of a fast is the tzedakah, the charity that goes with it. Dehainu shetzorech le'sanois le'shaber tayves achila, meaning we're fasting in order to break the physical base desire for food, especially excessive food. Tayves aguf, the physical desires. Vayidei hatzedakah shenoisein lo'oni hogun, and through the charity that a person gives to an appropriate poor person, to a person who really is poor, who really needs it. Bifrat tzedakah shel Eretz Yisrael, especially as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter in Likutei Moran that there are two levels of tzedakah, tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, and tzedakah that's not of Eretz Yisrael, and tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael is higher. Umechaye nafshois aniyim shel Eretz Yisrael, and thereby he gives life and sustenance to poor people of Eretz Yisrael. This brings an elevation to the person's soul who's giving this. By taking that portion of food which he would have eaten that day, this day that he designated as a fast, and he gives that away to a poor person to sustain him, to give him life, Kemuva b'sforim, as is brought in Sforim Akdoshim, shekach tzrichen linhoig b'yoyim hatainis, that this is what a person should try to do on a fast day, to allocate the money or the food that he normally would have eaten that day and give away that portion to a poor person. That's what makes the tainis into a real home run. Nimtza, sheikra tainis hu lahachnia taivas achila velikach chelek achiloso ilitein loni hogum. So therefore, the main concept behind the fast is that we're trying to subdue our taiva sachila and to take that portion of food that we would normally use that day and give it away to a real worthy poor person. Shaydeze machnia hachomer umale hanefesh michaila medaper mebehemelotom. When a person does this, they're subduing the physicalness inside of them and elevating the spiritual, and elevating their soul from the status of behemoth to Odom, from Chai to Medaber. V'zeh b'chinas nesinas hakevo l'koyhen. This is also the concept of why when a Jew brings a korban, a shlomim, in the Beis HaMikdosh, he gives away the keva, the stomach of the animal, is given away to the koyhen. Shehu ikra hakli shel ho'achila. The stomach is one of the most important organs that's involved in eating. V'yidei shenoisein hakeva, shehu kli hamaychel shel habehema, lakoyhein, shubichinas tzedakah shel Eretz Yisrael, and by taking the stomach, which is one of the main organs involved in the eating of this behema, and giving it away to the koyhein, who we showed earlier represents the tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, because the koyhanim are the ones who served in the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the source of the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, bozeh mamshich kiddushas hatainus. By a Jew doing that act of giving away the keva to the kohen, he's drawing upon himself the tikkun of fasting. Shehu bechina zu mamish, because they're both identical. They're both doing identical things spiritually. Shehu machnia meichel behema, shu taiva sachila, umale ho achila legdusha, al yidei tzedakah shel Eretz Yisrael, shi bechina sesalos hanefesh. Because what he's doing is he's subduing the animal food, the meichel behema, the taiva sachila, and elevating the achila to a status of holiness through this tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, which is one of the things that helps very much to elevate the soul. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds an additional appendix. Earlier in the halacha, he had made reference to Purim and Homon, and now he's going to clarify that a little. Shayach Leil, related to what we discussed earlier, and this is paragraph Yud Zayin. V'alkein osa homon eitz govoya chamishim amo. Now we could understand why when Haman prepared a tree to hang Mordechai, the tree had to be specifically 50 amos. ki choshav lezgaber keneged kdushas yom kippurim shehu hu yom atainus shehu besoid yovel hagodel shushnas hamishim, because Haman made the goyrel, he drew lots, which we said was he was trying to oppose the holiness of Yom Kippur, when we have the goyrel that the Kohen Godel makes, the Soer Lashem and the Soer Lazozel. So Haman was trying to do battle against the holiness of Yom Kippur, the holiest fast day of the year of the Jewish people. And we know that the holiness of Yom Kippur is associated with Yovel, the 50th year, Shnas HaChamishim, which is started, which they kick off on Yom Kippur through the act of blowing the shofar. She'ikar kedushosoi b'yom kippurim. The main kedusha of Yovel is on Yom Kippur. V'hu soid oylam haba. And this Yom Kippur, Yovel, is also associated with oylam haba. We know that oylam haba is the physical world that we live in is guided by the number 7. 7 days in a week, 7 years in a Shemitah, 8. The number 8 represents the world to Olam Haba, out of this world, going into Olam Haba. When we count from the Midos of Hashem, starting from the bottom, starting from Malchus, number 7 up is Chesed. When we go above Chesed, we're entering into Bina. Bina is referred to as Olam Haba, the next world. We left the 7 lower Midos, we left the physical, and we went into the spiritual. Yovel is also called Bina, because the Gemara says, we know that there are 50 gates, Nun Share Bina, 50 gates of Bina. The 50th year Yovel corresponds also to this Bina. It's brought to Zohar Kodesh, says that the word Yovla, Yudvav Beis Lamed Aleph, is Bigimatria 50, with the Koilel. V'hu Soid Olam Haba, this, the Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, when we don't eat at all, we're like angels, we're like in Olam Haba, we're operating on a higher plane, which is related to Yovel and related to Olam Haba. She'oz yitoka b'shoifar godol. When we're told that in the future, but when it comes to when this world is terminated, then yitoka b'shoifar godol, they're going to blast the great shoifar. She'kol zehu b'chinas tshuva, and all of this is tied, Yom Kippur, Yovel, the 50th level, the 50 gates of Bina, are all tied into tshuva, b'chinas tainis, which is associated with fasting. Shaydei zeh machnien hachomer, through which we subdue the physicality. V'homon rotzo lehizgaber keneged kol zeh. Haman wanted to do battle against all of these concepts we just mentioned. The Alkane, Hipil Pur Hu Agoyrol, therefore he prepared this lottery, Lehizgaber Chas V'Sholem Keneged Agoyrol Shalyem HaKippurim, to try to overcome and to defeat the Goyrol that Klal Yisrael has in Yom Kippur, the Goyrol that's used to choose which Soer will be Lashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and which Soer will be Lazozel. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'nosan Aharon al Shnei Hasirim Goyrolois, Goyrol Echod Lashem, V'Goyrol Echod Lazozel. Av Lashem Yisporach, Berachamov, Nosan Koyach Liyisrael, Shiz Gabrolov, Bekoyach Kedushas Hatainiois Shehesano. However, Hashem, with his great kindness, gave the Jews the power to overcome Haman, especially using the power of fasting. The fasts that they fasted at that time, Kamei Shekosov, as it says in the Megillah, V'divrei hatsoimois v'za'agosom, that they documented the fasts that the Jews fasted at that time, and they're crying out to Hashem. K'al yidei hatainis machnien hachomer, because as we learned very clearly, that through fasting, a person subdues the physicalness, shehu b'chinas zuamas homon amolek, which is associated with the filth of homon amolek, umalin hanefesh, and we elevate the spirituality, the soul. V'alkein nitlo daiko al zeh ho'eitz hagavoya chamishim amo, and this is why Haman himself was hung on that tree, that 50 amma tree that he prepared. Because it's from the 50th level that the Jews drew the power to defeat Haman. Al yidei shezochu lehisanois, by fasting, ad shehemshichu al yidei hatanesim kedushas yom kippurim, and through the act of fasting at that time, Klal Yisrael drew upon themselves the power of the fast, the ultimate fast, which is Yom Kippur, Bechinas Yovel, Yom Kippur, which is associated with the Jubilee, the Yovel year, the 50th year, Bechinas Shnas HaChamishim Shona. We just had it in yesterday's Parshal. Yesterday, Shabbos, we lay in the Parshas Bahar. That's where it speaks about this. Vaideze nofal hu vezaroi, and that's what brought about the defeat for Haman and his children. Vetolu oisei vezbono valeitzaze daiko, and he and his children were hung on that 50 amma tree. Upur Haman nehepach lepurenu, and Haman's lottery was turned around to our benefit completely. V'alkein koru layomim hoelu purim, and this is why the holiday is called Purim al shem hapur, to show the importance of this goyrol. Ki nesapech hagoyrol olav, because the lottery turned around, not to be in favor of Haman, but just the opposite. Kalidei hatanesim himshichu kedushas yom kippurim, Kedushas HaGoyrol Shel Yom HaKippurim, because through the fasting that Esther Amalka and Mordechai and all the Jews did at that time, they drew upon themselves the holiness of Yom Kippur, which is the Goyrol of Kedusha, the Goyrol of the Kohen Gadol, which defeated the Goyrol of Haman. Ki Iker Hachnosom Hoya Idea Tainus Kanal, because the main Hachno of Haman and his sons and all the forces of evil at that time were through the fasting. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh makes that connection between Purim and Yom Kippur, because as Rav Nosson Zal explained throughout this halacha, the success of Purim came about through the fasting, which is the power of Yom HaKippurim. Baruch Hashem.